This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Twitter went public 10 months ago, raised almost $2 billion for itself in the process, but has now decided that wasn't enough, apparently. The company said this week it's going to be hitting up that other, more staid source of capital, the debt market, bonds, to the tune of as much as $1.5 billion. How come? Here's Stan Alcorn.
Twitter's war chest is about to go from full to overflowing. It's looking to add at least $1.3 billion to its coffers by selling convertible bonds. So what's the grand strategy for all that cash?
I don't think it's so much what is the big strategy. I think the question many people will be asking is there a really meaningful strategy?
That's the skeptical voice of Nate Elliott, analyst at Forrester. He points out that Twitter has a user base that's closer to Google+ than Facebook, and it still isn't profitable.
If Twitter's revenues matched its notoriety, it'd be doing just fine.
But bond market investors are not in a skeptical mood, says David Krause, finance professor at Marquette University.
Well, companies are raising record amounts of debt right now.
For a pretty simple reason. With near zero interest rates, other options are slim pickings, which is not a happy economic indicator, according to Wells Fargo's Brian Railing.
It's the result of an economy that is still struggling, and it's also, I think, due to what we're seeing globally.
See the stagnant economy of Europe. But on the plus side?
I think there is a sense from some that this is not going to last.
Finance professor David Krause agrees.
So it's a very opportune time for companies that may not be investment grade to be able to go out and lock in on some long-term money at very attractive rates.
He thinks Twitter won't have any trouble locking in that money, even if all it's buying in the short term is more time. In New York, I'm Stan Alcorn for Marketplace.